The Gospels According to Love, audio, Luke chapter 20, Priests Send Spies, April 8, 2005. On one of the days Jesus taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and scribes came upon him with elders. They spoke to Jesus, saying, "Tell us, by what authority do you say these things? Who is it that gives you this authority?" Jesus answered and said to them, "I will also ask you one thing about the baptism of John the Baptist. Is it from heaven or of men?" The Pharisees and scribes reasoned with themselves, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' And if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John is a prophet." Therefore they answered Jesus, saying, "They could not tell from what baptism John is." Jesus told the Pharisees, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Jesus began to speak this parable. "A certain man planted a vineyard, then lent it to the husbandman, and went into a far country for a long time. At the season, he sent a servant to the farmers, that he should receive the fruit of the vineyard. The husbandman beat the servant and sent him away empty. Again, the Lord sent another servant. They beat him also, treating him shamefully and sending him away. Again, the Lord sent a third. They wounded him also and cast him out. Then said the Lord of the vineyard, 'What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Surely they will have reverence for him when they see him.' When the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned amongst themselves, saying, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance be ours.' The husbandmen cast the son out of the vineyard, killing him. What then shall the Lord of the vineyard do to them? I tell you, he shall come and destroy these farmers, and shall give the vineyard to others." When those around heard it, they said, "Love forbid." Jesus beheld them, saying, "What then is the meaning of that which is written, 'The stone that the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. Whosoever falls upon the stone shall be broken, and whosoever it falls, they will be crushed.' The chief priests and scribes that same hour sought to lay hands on Jesus. They feared the people, for they perceived that Jesus had spoken this parable against them. They watched Jesus and sent for spies, which should feign themselves as a just men, that they might take hold on Jesus' words, so they might deliver Jesus to the power and authority of the governor. The spy asked Jesus, 'Master, we know that you say and teach nightly, neither are you partial to anyone, but teach the way of love truly. Is it lawful for us to give tribute to Caesar or not?' Jesus perceived their craftiness and said to them, 'Why do you tempt me? Show me a penny. Whose image and inscription is on it?' The spies answered and said, 'Caesar's.' Jesus replied to them, 'Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Give to love the things that are love's.' The spies could not take hold on Jesus' words before the people. They marveled at his answer. They held their peace. Then Jesus came to certain of the Sadducees, who denied there is any resurrection. They asked Jesus, 'Moses wrote to us, if any man's brother should die, he must take his wife and raise up seed to his brother. There were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children. The second took her to wife and also died, leaving her childless. The third took her, and likewise manner, all seven took her and died without seed. Finally, the woman died. At the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since she was wife to all seven on earth? Jesus answered them, "The children of this world marry and are given in marriage. Those that are accounted worthy to obtain that world, the resurrection, neither marry or are given in marriage. Neither can they die any more, for they are equal to the angels. They are children of love, being that they are children of the resurrection. Even Moses showed at the bush that the dead arose when he called the Lord. The love of Abraham, the love of Isaac, the love of Jacob. For love is not a love of the dead, but of the living. All live to love." Certain scribes spoke, saying, "Master, you have said well." After that, they did not ask Jesus any questions at all. Jesus said to them, "How say they that Christ is David's son? David himself said in the book of Psalms, 'Love said to my Lord, you sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.' David called him Lord. How is Christ then his son?" Then in the audience of all the people, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes. They adore greetings in the market and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at the feast. These that devour widows' houses for a show make long prayers. They shall receive great damnation."